Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top-notch chicken tenders. Top-notch. So, if you're out in the area...
Meredith, what'd you have?
If you want to...
I had a chicken sandwich.
How was yours? Good?
It was delicious. Also, I have to, they don't have it today because it's the weekday, but on the weekends they have a brunch. I feel like I have to plug that brunch menu because I've had it before and it is outstanding.
The salads are amazing. That's the other word here too.
Salads are amazing.
I don't know if I look like a salad guy, but from what I'm hearing, I could become a salad guy if I was here. We got the buffet over there. You've got all kinds of stuff going on here too. They got the Valley Edge Steak and Seafood is here too. So they've got all kinds of great food. I'm telling you, I would come back even if I didn't feel like, because I kind of like to sit down at the machines for a little while.
I never knew that about you.
But I would come back just for the chicken fingers. I'm not kidding.
Oh, they were.
Those were really good.
Top notch.
Yeah, they were. They were outstanding.
They were really good. Yeah. Tap Sports Bar and Grill here at MGM Northfield Park. By all means, come on out with the afternoon guys. I took a quick count, Andy. Just the televisions in our line of sight, they're like 20. And then that doesn't include the big seating area over here.
Yeah, are they blocking our view for dessert, though? That's my question.
Dessert? We don't need dessert.
We don't need no dessert?
We don't need dessert.
Oh, man.
So stop on out, and the afternoon guys will be here.
The dessert looked good. Where's that menu?
If you want to have a good time, come on out. You'll enjoy it very much. Great place to watch a sporting event, no question. Tap Sports Bar and Grill here at MGM Northfield Park.
I thought I saw cheesecake on there. Sorry.
Oh, good Lord. You don't need cheesecake.
Does anyone ever really need it, though?
No, which is why we should get it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, there you go. Oh, we're getting the thumbs up over there. But there's got to be other. I'm not a huge cheesecake guy, but.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. My wife loves cheesecake.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised my kids don't. Our kids don't like them because when she was pregnant, like, that was her big craving, was cheesecake. Like, I can't tell you how many times I had to run out in the middle of the night and go find cheesecake.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gained so much sympathy. My whole life changed by sympathy weight.
Congratulations.
You think I could shake it now? I'm, almost two decades into this thing of having kids. So.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Cavaliers last night getting a win over the Boston Celtics. I expressed
what a win.
Early on.
Yes.
The only – they're playing great ball. They're doing a really nice job. Their team is fun to watch. I thought the team needed improvement on the offense from last year. Obviously, they agreed because they fired the coach.
Sure.
I think they could have improved the offense and kept J.B. Bickerstaff, who I think did a tremendous job with the defense. All that said, I like what Kenny Atkinson is doing offensively. I don't think their defense is as good as it once was. That's okay, because as long as you have more points than the other team, you win the game.
Yeah, that's mattered, what, three times? It's weird, because I wonder what we would be saying today had they not had that huge fourth quarter yesterday and came back, especially after the games against the Hawks. Right? It would have been a weird weekend.
Yeah, Cavs right now in the middle of the pack in points allowed in the Eastern Conference. But that's okay, because they're scoring more points than anybody else in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good thing.
Yep.
Only issue I have, Andy, and I've said it, and I feel like a doof even saying it.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You are a tremendous doof.
I think Donovan Mitchell is a great player. He's one of the upper echelon guys in the league. I love this offense when they share the ball and it moves and guys, a variety of guys, get shots. And I know in some games lately they've had to have you know, the big guy step up, and that big guy being Donovan. And he's had to take a lot of shots. But I don't like this. And again, this is such a minor nitpick, but in the last three games, he's taken 21, 23, and 24 shots, and 29 in that loss in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 1-3 in those games. I think they're a better team, and this isn't on Donovan. This is on everybody else, more so, I think, Andy, than Donovan. He gets in a situation where, hey, man, we got to win this thing. Give me the ball. I appreciate that. The other guys need to make themselves available. They need to be aggressive. Coaching staff needs to make sure they get them the ball, because I think they're a better team and really tough to beat when everybody is getting a decent amount of shots.
Here's the only problem I'm having with your argument is because I'm living in the moment from last night.
Yeah, baby.
All he had to do was touch the ball in the fourth quarter, and he was going through the hoop.
I mean,
he
could have walked. I get that.
He could have crossed the half-court line and just put it up, and it was going in. I mean, when the guy gets hot like he did yesterday, and again, I'm – Jeff, how often do you score 43 points in a quarter? I mean, that was
insane.
Pretty amazing, especially against the best team in the Eastern Conference. We can agree on that, right?
Well, the team that, until they're proven not to be, I think you have to say that, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I look at last night's game, and again, I at least for 24 hours, I'm going to live in the bubble when they get a great win like they did last night against Boston. That's a great win for them. Because anybody that was questioning whether the schedule was soft or, okay, here we go, look at Atlanta, you know, like they're one of those bubble playoff teams this year, at least they are right now, that, you know, you look at Atlanta right now and you're like, oh, well, maybe this they're starting to show their true colors because they couldn't beat Atlanta, blah, 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 blah. Who cares, man? They came back last night. They beat Boston. Everybody thinks Boston's the team you're going to have to beat to try to get to the NBA Finals, try to get back to that promised land, and they did what they needed to do last night. And, you know, I'm glad that Donovan Mitchell had the fourth quarter that he did, because obviously they're not winning if he doesn't, but he proved to be worth every penny in last night's game. And I love watching this team. There's just this – they're so much fun every night, and especially on those nights when they're moving the ball the way you just said. But you know what? If they're going to win a game against Boston the way they did last night, so be it. I'm good with it. My concern then would be the same as yours, that if you get into a best-of-seven series against Boston, you're not going to win four games winning the way they did last night. I'm sorry. There's no way any human's going to stay that hot for that many games.
Cleveland's in Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Cleveland, great. Your last name's not Brown, is it? Now, that would be awesome.
No.
You should just change for the purpose of the show.
Right. No, I'll keep Cleveland and just go with that.
Gotcha.
But anyway, Jeff, you said earlier, talking about the Celtics were missing a couple of people, but we were missing a couple of starters, too, and they're good on defense. And I'll listen to your comment on that for me. All right, bye.
All right, Cleveland. Thank you. Max Strus was a starter last year, and Dean Wade is a starter when they decide that Dean Wade should start. Let's not be silly. I like both of those guys. Derek White and Jaylen Brown are completely different level players than the guys who were out for the Cavs last night.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So, end of conversation there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. Guys are out in the NBA. Celtics showed up. Whatever they put out on the floor, you have to beat them. And they did.
It's all that matters. It's a win, man. Yeah. I don't care who's on the floor.
They had Kristaps Porzingis back.
Yeah, and we were missing guys in Boston, too.
Were missing Porzingis.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember, I'm trying to remember who had the ball. There was a ball that was late in the game. It was one of the last buckets of the game. And Okoro got elbowed in the back to create space. And Boston was able to hit a bucket late in the game, and I'm trying to remember who hit it for Boston last night to free things up. But I don't – you know, there are all kinds of little moments throughout that game, and when it's all said and done, your man that you pay the most money to out there got the job done, and outstanding game. Not only from Donovan, but, you know, Darius played extremely well again last night, I thought. And then you got a couple guys off the bench to give you double figures.
Browns, Broncos tonight. Two keys and a lock on the big Monday night showdown next on Baskin and Phelps.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.